USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week the U.S. wants North Korea to take a series of steps to ensure its denuclearization is irreversible.
Getting rid of all the nuclear weapons, dismantling them, taking them to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. It means getting rid of the uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing capabilities. It means addressing the ballistic missile issue. A lot of things like that. And North Korea has a very extensive program.
Bolton says permanent, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization is something that has to happen before benefits start to flow. And on the issue of Israel, tomorrow is the official opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, which is being moved from Tel Aviv.
If you're not prepared to recognize that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that's where the American embassy should be, then you're operating on a completely different wavelength. I think recognizing reality always enhances the chances for peace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump wants Congress to work out how to fund the federal government by August. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump tweeting that if they don't get it done before the summer break, lawmakers should stay in D.C., adding, quote, wall and border security should be included in the bill. At a rally last month, President Trump threatened to shut down the government if he didn't get more money for the border wall. The president in his tweet also slamming Democrats again for delays in approving hundreds of people he's nominated to serve in his administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French authorities say the man behind the knife attack in Paris that left one dead and four wounded had been on the police radar for radicalism. He was shot and killed by police. Buckingham Palace has released the so-called Instrument of Consent, the Queen's formal approval of Prince Harry tying the knot with Meghan Markle. The palace is also asking for charity donations in lieu of presents.
It's a similar thing to what William and Kate did. They also asked people to make donations to charities that they chose.
Royal expert Roy Anika. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Ford Motor Company says it hopes to resume production of the F-150 pickups as soon as next week after a fire at a supplier's plant May 2nd. USA's Wendy King has more details.
The parts plant, owned by Meridian Magnesium Products of America, was hit by a fire and explosion at their plant in Michigan. The supplier makes the front bolster, which reinforces the engine where the radiator is attached for the F-150, F-Series Super Duty, and Exhibition and Navigator. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The White House owes Senator John McCain an apology, so says Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation.
John McCain can be criticized for any political decision he's ever made or any vote he's ever cast, but he's an American hero. And I think most Americans would like to see the Trump administration do better in situations like this. It doesn't hurt you at all to do the right thing and to be big.
Graham referring to a comment from a White House staffer this past week that Senator McCain's opposition to the president's pick to run the CIA doesn't matter, he's dying anyway. McCain is battling brain cancer. President Donald Trump wished Americans a happy Mother's Day in a video message today and took the opportunity to talk about his mother, who passed away in 2000.
My mother was a great person. Her name was Mary McLeod. She came from Scotland, and she met my father when she was very young. They were married for many, many years. I learned so much from my mother. She was just incredible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.